it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will talk about me going to Arrowhead for the first time in 5 years. Usually, I am I'll just watch the game at home. But I decided to go to the game yesterday. I'll tell you about my experience coming up in just a bit. Now, if you guys would allow me to just use this time for a little bit of a venting session. And it's not that Missouri played poorly in the game. It is not. I thought Missouri played well. I mean, they didn't play well enough to beat Alabama, but Alabama might be the best team in the SEC. They are certainly in the conversation. Tomorrow, if Texas A&M and Alabama played each other, I'd pick Alabama to win. Tomorrow, if Ole Miss and Alabama played each other, I'd pick Alabama to win. Alabama might be the best team in the SEC. So losing to Alabama is not a big deal. And it is the college football playoff. All the goals that Missouri has in front of them, they are still right there. So I don't want to come off like I think all is lost for Missouri. I don't think that. But I guess this would be my thing. And for whatever reason, I have become public enemy number one with Mizzou fans for I feel like being the only person that's willing to have an honest conversation about what their ceiling is in the SEC. Over the last 10 years, what would you say is Missouri's best win in the conference? Not best win as a program. What do you think their best win in the SEC is? Because if Missouri is going to break through this ceiling of they are a very good program, look at their record. I don't care what conference you're in. I don't care what schedule you get. It is hard to be much better than Missouri has been in college football the last couple of seasons. They have been one of the better teams in college football the last couple of years. But I feel like what has happened with Missouri is, and maybe this is like a false sense of security, Missouri, I would say, has been able to avoid the real power teams of the SEC the last couple of seasons. The schedule has just broken their way. And one of the reasons why Missouri fans like myself are so optimistic in their ability to be able to make the college football playoff is they don't play all of the really good teams. Well, at some point, if you were going to break through that, you have to beat one of those teams. That is the only possible way to go to the college football playoff. You can't avoid all of them in your schedule. So at some point, you gotta beat LSU. At some point, you gotta beat Alabama. You gotta beat Texas A&M. You gotta beat Ole Miss. That's how you get to the destination. That's how you get there. Missouri, over the last 3 years, they went 11-2, 10-3. They're 5-1 right now. What's been their best win over the last three seasons? Their best win is Tennessee. And not even like the playoff version of Tennessee. I mean, the year before that, their best win is a bowl game against Ohio State, in which Ohio State top five starters didn't play. They've had some very exciting, very thrilling wins. Missouri has been very, very good. They are firmly in tier two in the SEC and college football, and that's a really, really difficult thing to get to. But if you were talking about them making the college football playoff, if you were talking about them potentially becoming one of the powers in the SEC, Eli, you got to win one of these games, or you got to win them occasionally. No one goes undefeated in these games. No one shoots 100% from the field. You don't have one of them. You don't have a marquee win against any of those teams. You never beaten Alabama. You never beaten Ole Miss. You never beaten Texas A&M. You have one win against a down LSU team on a COVID year. You don't have any of the marquee wins that you potentially need, the resume that you would potentially need. So if Missouri's hope to make the college football playoff is the schedule breaks the right way, that's about to change here very soon. They're changing the way they do the scheduling. Missouri has road games at Alabama and at LSU and at Ole Miss next year. The cupcake schedule that's been put together, that's done. That's over. That ride is over. I don't want to overreact. They lost a home game to Alabama. They're one of the five best teams in the country, in my opinion. You got a road game against Auburn. You're better than Auburn. You are a better football team than Auburn is. You got to figure out a way to win. I think you're a better team than Vanderbilt. I know it's on the road. You got to do something really difficult now. It's the middle of October. Missouri still hasn't played a road game yet. It's October 13th, and they're just preparing for the first time to go on the road into a difficult place to play. 80,000, 85,000 seat venue. Missouri's probably, what, 3.5? I haven't seen the spread. I don't even know what it is. Probably a 3.5-point favorite, 4.5-point favorite.
I can look it up real quick.
You got to figure out a way to win these next two games. You got to figure out a way. You played the best team that's left on your schedule. Every other team that you got, you either play them at home or it's winnable. That's where I am with Mizzou. You got to get one of these wins. That's the only way you can take that next step. That's it. That's the only possible way.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Missouri is, right now on FanDuel, a 1.5-point dog.
Oh, they're a dog. Oh, wow. I'm way off.
I'm confused by this. Jackson Arnold still playing at Auburn?
He is.
Did someone else see a different Auburn game this weekend? Mizzou plus 1.5?
You going to take Missouri on the money line?
Yeah. Auburn. Okay. Auburn's not good.
Okay.
Well, I'll say this about Missouri.
I thought Missouri had been favored in that game.
I thought so too. I'll say this about Missouri.
I'm bad at guessing the lines. I'm actually really bad at it.
It's an inexact science if you're...
I'm terrible. I don't mind admitting I'm terrible.
Let me ask you this about Missouri, because you're the Missouri fan. Do you think Eli Drinkwitz can get past that hurdle? Because Gary Pinkel did.
It took a while, but he eventually got there.
It took a while, but he started beating the Oklahoma types, and they changed conferences. He beat Georgia. He beat Florida when Florida was still one of those teams.
Georgia wasn't a national power at that point,
But
Georgia was good.
A&M had a Heisman Trophy winner on the field, and they beat A&M. Like, they went to multiple SEC championship games. They were in a game with Auburn all the way to the end in one of the SEC title games. Like, Gary Pinkel took a long time to overcome that hurdle. If nowadays making the playoff is easier, like, can Drinkwitz overcome that hurdle? Because look at the schedule. You're right. There are a lot of teams you're even with, but there's a lot of numbers next to their team's name. Vanderbilt's good. Apparently Auburn is a favorite. Oklahoma, I don't know what John Mateer is, but they're good this year. Like, there's a lot of Mississippi State's, you know, spicy. They're not good, but they're not a pushover. Like,
yeah, got him at home, though. You got to feel good about that. You got him at home. And it's later in the year. Yeah, you got to feel good about that.
I mean,
what you're asking is the million-dollar question. I don't have a good answer to it. Eli Drinkwitz has gotten Missouri, I think, I would say 85%, 90% of where Gary Pinkel got him. Like, they are very, very good. I mean, you win 11 games. I don't care what conference you're in. You win 11 games in a power conference, you are a good team. You win 10 games like you did last year in a power conference, you are a good team. When they played any of the teams last year that we thought could go to the college football playoff, they got the brakes beat off of them last season. A&M beat the brakes off of them. Alabama beat the brakes off of them last year. This year, in a coin flip game that was tied in the second half, you're at home. You got to figure out a way to win this game. You have to figure out a way. Now, you put more pressure on yourself. Now, I would say, in back-to-back weeks, you got to figure out a way to win. Where if you had won the game against Alabama, all you really got to do is split one of those two road games. Certainly no shame in losing on the road in the SEC. You got to win both of those games now at Auburn and then turn around and win at Vanderbilt. I'm not going to say it's impossible. I don't think that either one of those teams are better than Missouri, but you got to start racking up some marquee signature wins if you are the Missouri Tigers. If you want to be a playoff team. If not, you can just keep being a team that wins 9 games. You'll go to the Music City Bowl. You'll play Wisconsin, and it'll be great.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.